Leather and Rubber, narrated by Leo Horn for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Fur by Lars Akershus. It was summer. The sun was shining and today was the last day at work before the summer holidays. I was overjoyed at the thought of getting a few weeks away from work and out of the city. However, there was something I needed to do first, and that was to finish my neighbour's bathroom. I'd do a little renovation work in the evening and had promised that I'd have the bathroom finished before the holidays. When I got home, I ate, had a shower, put on a t-shirt and shorts and got my gear and rang the neighbour's doorbell. It took a long time before the door opened. The neighbour's wife unlocked the door and apologised that it had taken so long, but she'd been sunbathing and it was a little difficult to hear the doorbell. "Do you sunbathe in that outfit?" I asked. She was wearing a skin-tight miniskirt made from shiny fabric, and on her feet she had high-heeled shoes. "No," she replied, "but I had to put something on when you rang the bell." She was a woman in the prime of her life, around 45, with a round, shapely ass. She had the most fantastic pair of breasts and was tall with long, exquisite legs. A graceful and sensual woman. She wasn't any less sensual and sexy in this get-up. She walked in front of me, her hips swaying a little more than usual. My cock suddenly woke up, standing to attention. I stood and admired her as she swept across the floor. It was difficult to focus my thoughts on what I was there to do, namely to paint ceilings and do some coving. What an anticlimax. I had nearly finished and just had a bit of coving to go. I was standing on a chair in front of the door to the bedroom and was concentrating hard on not making a mess. Suddenly my shorts disappeared. My cock started to feel warm and wet. There was the neighbour's wife, encased in fur. She had pulled down my shorts and had skillfully launched me in one gulp. I was rock hard inside her mouth. There is one thing that really lights my sexual fires, and it's women in fur. Big, gorgeous, grandiose, luxurious, voluminous, ankle-length, long-hair furs. She was now standing in front of me with my dick rammed deep in her throat, wearing a dream of a white fox fur coat. It was completely fantastic, brilliantly white, with large batwing sleeves and a huge collar. It lay across her shoulders like a stole. I must admit that I had had my eye on my neighbour's wife and her furs for a long time, but I hadn't seen her wear this one before. I knew she had many different furs, and I had commented on how elegant I thought she looked in them on many occasions. "I haven't seen this one before," I said. She looked up at me, and with a sly smile on her face, said that she had many furs that I hadn't seen. The thought of this alone made me grow in length and girth. At least that's how it felt. "Do furs make you horny?" she asked. "Yes, they really turn me on," I said. "You've made me hard many times." "So I've seen, based on the comments and the looks you've given me. I like the idea that you'd like to fuck me when I'm wearing fur." I stood there with a paintbrush in one hand and a tray of paint in the other.